For those who were here last week, you have two options. I'll guide us through the traditional gratitude reflection, but if you feel like just beginning your mudita practice and including yourself in the process, just do that. Otherwise, following from the particular sutta where the Buddha talked about the blessings of life, things to be appreciated in life, we'll just move through the list, reflecting on our own life, and letting this be the cause for gratitude. So bringing to mind the dear friends that we've had, past and present, trustworthy people in our lives, people who are wholesome, been good models for us, supports for us. I'm grateful for your presence in my life. I appreciate you. And with gratitude practice, we're tuning in to a source of strength, a source of well-being due to these supports. How the presence of these friends, these trustworthy people, how they directly support this life, create the ground for happiness and safety, feeling gratitude for all of these wonderful, beautiful, wholesome people in our lives. How different our lives would be without the support, the presence of these people. And gratitude for our homes, our communities in which we've lived. You can even bring to mind maybe your home when you were a youth, the neighborhood, and in particular remembering the places of safety, places of comfort, places of real happiness, throughout our lives, including the present time. Appreciating all the times we've been able to feel safe, feel comfortable, feel at home. Just appreciating the great gift of these safe abidings we've had, these pleasant abidings. All the many causes and conditions that allowed that place to be what it was for us. And maybe ending by just reflecting on the safety of this place, this town, this beautiful center, our homes here and now. The relative orderliness of our community, the safety here. Great gratitude, appreciation for our homes. And just appreciating the intelligence, the skill of this mind, what we've learned, what we've been able to master to some degree at least. We've mastered the language and just getting by, taking care of the details of life. Appreciating the mind, the brain, the brain's ability to retain information, to organize it. And appreciating to whatever degree we've found support, found a good livelihood or a way to meet our basic needs for food and shelter. Just appreciating the sources of income, the sources of support in our lives. Whether it's through inheritance or government support or salary or savings. Support from friends and family. Feeling the gratitude of receiving fully these gifts, these supports. And appreciating, grateful for all the opportunities we've had to support others. Little things, moments of being kind, being sweet to someone, moments of being patient, and also the times when we've really gone out of our way to be a support for someone, really been there. Just how good that feels, how appreciative we can be to have been useful. It's a real support for people in need. Maybe you've taken care of a parent when they've been sick or dying or been there for one of your kids, good friend, sibling. How good it feels, how appreciative we can be at the opportunities to give back. To support others. What a great gift it is to have these opportunities. To feel as if our actions, to know that our actions make a difference. Creating beauty and safety in the world. This is a great blessing, and we appreciate that blessing. And we can appreciate all of the moments of being generous and being kind, moments of restraining ourselves from acting out in harmful ways, all of the moments of being careful, full of care and concern so as not to cause harm. All of this ethical skill that we've had, we have and we've had in the past. How grateful, what a blessing it is, to whatever degree we've been skillful, what a blessing that is, to have not caused more harm than we've caused, to have avoided so much harm through our skill. Just appreciating this bliss of blamelessness to whatever degree we feel it. The purity of our actions and thoughts and words. And we can take the time, feel the blessing of the different contact we've had with wisdom streams, wise people, wise teachings, wise discussions, and also noticing the wisdom here in the heart, already present in our hearts and minds. So wherever, however you've noticed the presence of real clarity, wisdom in your life, just see that as a powerful blessing. In a world where there is so much confusion and darkness, it is truly a great blessing to come upon real wisdom, teachings or pointing outs that clarify things, that clarify our life. And feeling blessed by how this wisdom has been internalized, leading onward to real insight, loosening up, freeing up of the heart. The heart that, in moments at least, is quite light and nimble and free with the changing conditions, good and bad, gain and loss, praise and blame. Yet the heart remains light, alive, responsive, unhindered, not weighed down by the changing conditions. So we appreciate this blessing of insight, of awakening, freedom, however it's manifested in our lives and in those around us. Deeply grateful for this real possibility of freedom, non-clinging, non-grasping, letting things be. Appreciating all the blessings of this life. All of the many forces of goodness, and even this appreciation of blessings is also something to appreciate. Appreciating that we can recognize that there is good alive in this life. And we go on to the formal mudita, appreciative joy practice, by bringing to mind somebody whose happiness or success is easy to bring to mind. Just see who comes to mind tonight. And feel your heart as you remember this person, and in particular, remember their happiness, their success. May your happiness continue. May it increase. May it never end. And just continue remembering the person, feeling the heart, repeating the phrase, pausing for a few seconds, and let the words sink in. Just appreciating happiness, appreciating success. And then begin again. Just follow your intuition in terms of when you bring to mind a different person, or whether you stay with the person you began with. And for the last few minutes, if it's possible, if it's appropriate, allow the mudita, this appreciative joy, to expand, understanding that everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves to touch success and happiness and ease. Everybody deserves a little pleasant abiding when it is possible in their lives. And we just have a sense of all the happy beings, subtle happiness, profound happiness. For example, even the creatures who are happy that there's a little rain, a little moisture. All the plants that are happy to have some water. All the people who are happy to be home after a day of work, to take off their shoes after a long day, to have a nice meal. And thinking, remembering, how many children now are happy or laughing throughout the world? How many human beings and other creatures are comfortable in their abode, wherever that might be? How many couples are feeling supported, happy being together? All of the many qualities, all the many experiences of happiness that are present now, may all of this happiness continue. May it increase, may it never end. Wherever there might be happiness and success and ease, past, present, and future, may this happiness continue. May it increase, may it never end. After you stretch out your leg, just take a moment and notice the effect of the practice. Notice any effect on the heart, on the body. What's the visceral experience now? Jan, would you turn the lights, the top two up just a little bit more?